says, neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. And when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. The sword will have physical sword, spiritual sword, whatever sword will not have dominion over them in the name of Jesus. It says they shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them. The heavens shall tremble. The sun and the moon shall be dark. And the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army. For his camp is very great. For he is strong that executed his word. That's a great encouragement. The Lord is strong that executed his war. Hallelujah. The day of the Lord is great and very terrible. Who can abide it? Hallelujah. A strong army, a mighty army, not a confused army, not a disorganized army. Focused. The Lord will grant us focus in the name of Jesus. Now, I want us to go to Ezekiel 34. There's a burden there. There's a cry in the heart of the Lord. We've seen the army dismembered and we've seen the army victorious. So the army that is dismembered moving to the victorious army, there's a process involved, and we are going to be looking at that in Ezekiel 34. It says, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus says the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? So that is a challenge. Now let me ask you, who are the shepherds that the Lord is speaking about here? Oh, it is the national elders. Is that the case? Or the elders in the local fellowship? Are those the ones the Lord is speaking about? Sorry? Who are the shepherds? Every one of us. You have a ministry. You have a responsibility. And God is saying, like I said a few minutes ago, the Lord will judge the spirit of self-centeredness. The Lord will judge the spirit of selfishness. Any inclination, me, my house, my family, once we are all right, blessed be the name of the Lord. God will judge that spirit in the name of Jesus. He says, you eat the fat. You clothe you with the wool. You kill those that are fed, but you do not feed the flock. Now, really, this is the bottom line from verse 4. He says, the diseased you have not strengthened. The sick you have not healed. The broken you have not bound up. You have not brought again that which is driven away. Neither have you sought that which was lost. So you find five categories that God is concerned about at this time. Hallelujah. Linking it with the word that came to that man of Gadarene. The word is, go out and tell those who are outside what great things the Lord has done for you. I assure you, if faith is stirred up in your heart, this weekend, the Lord will do great things in your life in the name of Jesus. But as you go, you must recognize a duty. The word to that man was, go and tell others what great things the Lord has done for you. Hallelujah. The diseased you have not strengthened. Neither have you healed that which was sick. Neither have you bound up that which was broken. Neither have you brought again that which was driven away. Neither have you sought that which was lost. Hallelujah. Verse 5. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth. And none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord, surely, because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd, Neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. And that word is unto every one of us that are here. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand. I will cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Every shepherd that forsakes the responsibility the Lord is keeping upon him, he will be caused to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves anymore, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock in the day that is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep, and I will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. Hallelujah! I will bring them out from the people. I will gather them from the countries. I will bring them to their own land. I will feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. Hallelujah! So the Lord will do a work of searching. And let me ask, how is he going to do it? How is he going to do it? He's going to do it through you, and he's going to do it through me. Let me assure you, the help that we are going to find from the Lord is going to come from the place of obedience. I'll say that again. The help that we are going to find from the presence of the Lord will come from the place of obedience. As you arise and you go in the light of the word of God, as the Spirit of God moves you, and you move, and you align yourself with the mind of God, God will ensure that there is no lack in your life. It's a simple biblical principle. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else shall be what? Is that a lie? Everything else will be added unto you. Hallelujah. Verse 14. I will feed them in a good pasture. I will feed them upon the high mountains of Israel. There shall they lie in a good fold. As we obey God, we will find pasture. As we obey God, we will find ourselves in a good fold. A fat pasture upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock. I will cause them to lie down, says the Lord. I will seek that which was lost. And I want you to agree with God and place yourself in the place of God and proclaim even that which the Lord is saying. I want you to say, I will seek that. Are you here? I will seek that which was lost. I will bring again that which was driven away. I will bind that which was broken. I will strengthen that which was sick. In the name of Jesus, that is the desire in the heart of God, the sick to be healed, the broken to be bound together, to be put together. Those who before now their cry has been, our bones are broken, our lives are shattered, our circumstances are hopeless. God wants that testimony to change. Hallelujah! And God says, I have a reason to do it. But the issue is, will you walk with me? Will you agree with me? Will you go with me? Will you not allow yourself to be distracted? Hallelujah. You know, this particular message on going over to the other side, apart from the experience we find in that place in Mark, when the Lord Jesus Christ went over to the other side with the intent of not just transforming the life of the Gadarene man, but turning him into a messenger, we find another passage where a similar message is conveyed. God called Joshua and he said, I am sending you on an errand. You are going to cross over to the other side. When you cross, there's an assignment that I'm going to give you. And that assignment is, you will ensure that every man comes into his own lot. Is that in your Bible? Was that part of the instruction God gave to Joshua? Yes. Joshua, I am sending you. I am opening another door of ministry before you. As you go, you have an assignment. You and all these people, your assignment is to ensure that every man comes into his lot. And it weighed so much on the mind of Joshua that Joshua called the 2.5 tribes, the tribe of Reuben, Gad, and I think it's Manasseh. 2.5 tribes. He called them and said, look, You have decided you are going to stay on this side. Fine. But the key issue is, you are going to do what? You are going to cross over. And how will you cross over? You are going to cross over armed, ready to go to war until the rest of your brethren have come into their inheritance. Then you can go back and enjoy what the Lord has done in your life. Is that a very clear message? I'm sure it is clear. So, it is a corporate entry into that which is the mind of the Lord. It is the dislodgement, the breaking of the hold of the enemy, the removing of reproach and shame in the lives of God's people. The book of Joel says, my people shall not be ashamed again. God will roll away our shame. He will roll away the reproach in our lives in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 22, Ezekiel 34. Therefore, will I save my flock? They shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle. I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them. Even my servant David, of course, we know he's the greater David, and he shall feed them. He shall be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it. Hallelujah! He says, I will make with them a covenant of peace. I will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land. They shall dwell safely in the wilderness. Ordinarily, when you live in the wilderness, people dwell in fear. But God says, even if you find yourself in the wilderness, how will you dwell? You will dwell safely. So wherever you are, you will find safety in the name of Jesus. And they will sleep in the woods. I will make with them and the places round about my hill a what? What will I make the places round about my hill? Sorry? A blessing. I will cause the shower to come down. The Spirit of God has been indicating there will be a shower. Not just a few drops. A mighty outpouring. There shall be showers in the name of Jesus. I will cause the shower to come down in his season. Brethren, we are in the season of showers. There shall be showers of blessing. Do you believe that? If you stay in the place of obedience, there shall be showers of blessing in the name of Jesus. Says, the tree of the field shall yield our fruit. The earth shall yield our increase, and they shall be safe in their land. You shall know safety in your land in the name of Jesus. And they shall know that I am the Lord when I have broken the bands of their yoke and deliver them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them, and they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beasts of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. None, no name, no force, no power shall make you afraid. In the name of Jesus, says, I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall be no more consumed with hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen anymore. Thus shall they know that I, the Lord, their God, I am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, they are my people, saith the Lord. And ye, my flock, the flock of my pasture, are men. That's to leave you in no doubt that he's speaking about you. And I am your God, saith the Lord God. Hallelujah! There shall be showers of blessing even in this season, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You know, one of the things, maybe the last place we read and then we begin to pray. John chapter 15. It says, I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. Hallelujah! That is the second time that the word more fruit, much fruit is mentioned. In verse 2, every branch in me that beareth fruit, it takes away. That beareth not fruit, it takes away. But every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Hallelujah. God is desiring more fruit, much fruit in our lives. And grace will be ministered to us in the name of Jesus, that we will bring forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burnt. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. Hallelujah. More fruit. Much fruit. That is what the Lord will work out in our lives. Our lives will not be barren. Our lives will not be barren. The account says, the Lord Jesus Christ on a particular day saw a tree. And he looked at the tree. It was full of leaves. And he looked that he might find fruit. And he did not see any fruit. And he said, let no man eat of you. That will not be our lot. In the name of Jesus. As we walk in the light of God's counsel, God says that which will characterize us will be words like more fruit. Much fruit. Much more fruit. In the name of Jesus. We will know a fruitfulness beyond our wildest imaginations. In the name of Jesus. For the word of the Lord says, when the Lord will turn the captivity of Zion, our experiences will be like men who are dreaming. Brethren, we will more than dream in our experiences. God will move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus. And when he moves, you will call somebody and say, pinch me. I don't know whether I'm awake or I am dreaming. What is happening before me? It looks too good to be reality. Am I dreaming? And he said, no, you are not dreaming. You are awake. Your eyes are open. You are not sleeping. That will be your reality. It will be my reality. In the name of Jesus. When the Lord turns the captivity of Zion, we will be like those who dream. But it is going to come from the place of selflessness. Joshua told the leaders, he called them. He said, you are going to carry the ark. You are going to move into the water, and you are going to stand there until everybody has crossed over. Hallelujah! A life of selflessness. A life that is not taken with yourself alone. Brethren, we are going to get to that place in the name of Jesus. When you are going to call a brother, I keep repeating this. If that's the only thing you take away from what that has been said, take that away. That you're going to call a brother and say, this is you in your life. It must come to an end now. Hallelujah. We will beseech God. The word of God says, if two of us shall agree on earth as pertaining to a matter that they will ask, what will happen? It shall be done for them. Is that word a lie? Sorry? It's not a lie. God, until you move into this situation and change it, we will not let you rest. Brethren, we will have answers beyond our imagination in the name of Jesus. Let us bow our heads as we begin to talk to the Lord. The Lord has placed you here on earth to represent him. Your life should be an extension of God's kingdom. The victories you experience, the overcoming power of God manifested in your life, should challenge those around you. In that place in Isaiah 7, 8, 9, God says, when the others are crying conspiracy, disaster, disappointment, failure, don't join them. Don't join them. Let the Lord be your confidence. Let the Lord be your rock. Let him be your stay. Hallelujah. When they say there is a casting down, you say there is a lifting up. The Bible says, 1,000 by your left, 10,000 by your right, it will not come near you. Don't fear their fear. Don't sing their song. Let the Lord be your confidence. Brethren, when God begins to move in my life, when he begins to move in your life, when he begins to move in our lives, the light of his kingdom will begin to shine. Men shall be drawn. That's what Isaiah 2 is all about. When the mountain that is the Lord's mountain, when it's exalted, others will be drawn unto it. Hallelujah. There will be a cry. Let us go to the house of the Lord. Let us go to the mountain of the Lord, and he will teach us of his way. If his way were unproductive, we would not be taught of his way. The way of the Lord is productive. The way of the Lord is fruitful.
The way of the Lord works victory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Brethren, there's a word from the Lord. As the ministry was going on, and the indication in the world is that some people will need to be prayed for here. And whenever the Lord gives a word, it is provoking a situation in your life to see an end to any form of ugliness. Now, God indicated while our brother was rounding up that some people need to be prayed for who want to link up with the spirit of the hour. Particularly those who came, who for quite a while, situations around them have been bad. And it is so clear that there's a need for intervention. It cuts across many areas. But if you follow the spirit of the ministry, the Lord was seeking to let us know that as we are passing over to the other side, there will be challenges. But even right now, some of us are already having overwhelming challenges. And the prophet Jeremiah said, if while contending with men on the foot, you are being weary, what shall you do when the horsemen come? And before today's meeting, there was another word that came from the Lord, that some are coming here expecting a turnaround in their situation. The Lord, our God, is here with us. And as many as seek to take advantage, let the worship team please rise and give us songs in the spirit. Let's follow the spirit of the word that has come. Those who have come here believing God for a turnaround experience, just step forward. Even if you're on the gallery, come here. The elders and ministering servants will surround you, and we obey the word of the Lord and pray. The invitation is very clear. The Lord says there are some who presently are contending with what is too big for them. But the Lord is saying that the horsemen are yet coming. So the Lord is preparing us and arming us before the horsemen come. And the Lord is saying, you can have a turnaround. The Lord says, there will be showers of rain. And you are going to tell the Lord, yes, you are telling me that the horsemen are coming. But right now, I'm contending with men on the foot, and I cannot handle this situation. The Lord says, if in the land of peace, you are having it rough, what will happen when you get to the swelling place of Jordan? Tell the Lord, just begin to pray and tell the Lord, please, Brother Daniel, Yeshua, I'm waiting for you. And begin to speak to the Lord that, God, I have come to this place. It's a place of solution. People have waited on God and saw the face of the Lord before this conference. And the Lord says, come and experience a turnaround in your situation. You will have a turnaround in your situation.
The clouds draw preparing.
Please let the elders come. Brother Sam, Brother Richard, Brother Willie, please. Rashala, let's come to the stage. Just come over to the stage. Brother Tim, please, if you are around, come.
For the one at my heart, God adore. Oh, Yeshua, I'm waiting.
Tell the Lord, I am here for a turnaround experience. My situation must experience a turnaround because your word has come to that effect.
I wait upon for the sound of your voice. How my heart will leap out its sound.
God, where you have this challenge that is overwhelming you in your marriage, in your finances, at your workplace, in your business, say, Father, I'm being overwhelmed. I need intervention. Brother Johnson, Brother Johnson, please come around.
I will perish unless I see you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Men like me together.
Just look up to the Lord. He's here with us. Just touch him in that situation. Tell him, I'm waiting for you to turn around my situation.
I'm waiting. Surrounds me, the battle that rage on and on. But into your presence I'm fleeing, to hide till the breaking of dawn. Oh, Yeshua, I'm waiting for you,
waiting for you.
I see in the stillness I am. Oh, I wait by the blood for the sound of your voice. How my heart will live at its sound.
Oh, Yeshua.
Yeshua, I must see your face to behold you and walk in your grace. Oh, Yeshua, my heart breaks while I wait for you. I will perish unless I see. Thank you. see your face, to behold you and walk in your grace. Oh, Yeshua, my heart breaks when I wait for you. I will perish unless I see you. Unless I see you, I will perish. Unless I see you, I will perish. Unless I see you,
I will perish.
If God will not do anything, He will not speak about it. If God will not change your situation now, He will not call you out. If God is not prepared for you, He will not waste your time. If God will not perform what He says He will do, He will not waste time speaking, talking to you. Lift up your eyes. Behold the Lord who is in your midst. Beloved, already by your side, there are ministry spirits standing by you to perfect that which you desire. The Lord truly is here. His Holy Spirit is here. His ministry spirits are here also. Do not allow the place you are standing to disturb us. Or I am behind. It doesn't matter. Now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus. By the word of the Lord Himself. The enemies you see today, you shall see them no more. In the name of Jesus. The challenges you see now, you shall see them no more. The pains you feel now, you shall experience them no more. In the name of Jesus. That embarrassment, that intimidation, that captivity, that disadvantage, by the power of the living God, I command, disintegrate. In the name of Jesus, disintegrate. Spirit of the living God, you have spoken. Brood over these waters. Holy Ghost, these waters, let all the bitterness go. Let all the bitterness go. Spirits that have withstood you, spirits that have wrestled you to a standstill, now I bind them. I bind them. I break their powers. And I command you, unclean spirits, go. Light is come. Light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. So receive the light. 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 In the name of Jesus, receive the light.
Just begin to give thanks to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm beginning to speak contrary to that we brought you here forward. Say, God, I give you thanks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give us a song of thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord.
Is able to do just what he says he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, for he will give up on you. He's able. He's able. Say, no, God is able to do just what he says he will do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. He's able. Oh yes, he's able. Oh. upon God, cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
Hallelujah.
He's able.
If you have been touched, as many as just come towards this side, if the brethren here have laid hands on you, have touched you, go back to your seat. In the name of the Lord Jesus, there is an anointing flowing right now. Hallelujah. If you've been touched at all, just get back to your seat. The Lord has touched you. Glory be to God on high. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. Receive in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, your situation has turned around. In the name of Jesus, the power of God dwells in you. The power of God has come upon you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the brethren come. Let's just lay hands on them and touch everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Don't give up on God, yes, he won't give up on you, he's able. He's able. Is able to do just what he says he will.
Don't press anybody, please. Make sure there's a gap between you and the next person. There should be no such. In the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Receive in the name of Jesus. 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 Receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive in the name of Jesus. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Receive, sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Place your hand on your tummy. Place your hand on your tummy.
Receive in the name of Jesus. We command your situation to be reversed. We command that evil air around you to dispel. We disperse it in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord our God forever. We give thanks to God. Hallelujah. Receive, my sister. In the name of Jesus. 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 Blessed be God forever. Hallelujah. No sorrows. Thank you, mighty Father. Oh, blessed be God forever. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, mighty Father. Receive in the name of Jesus. 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 Receive in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Blessed be God forever. Blessed be God forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Receive of him. Receive of him. Receive of him. Receive of him. In the name of Jesus. Receive of him. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord 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 Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, my dear. Thank you, my dear. Thank you, my dear. Thank you, my dear Father. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, my dear.